Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone. It's Deborah Kosowski, and I want to welcome you to the Millionaire Woman Show. We are on to episode 85 about creating your vision, creating that vision that you want people to follow. It's that vision that inspires and gives direction. I have a great quote by Tony T. Bennett. Good leaders have vision and inspire others to help them turn vision into reality. Great leaders create more great leaders, not followers. Great leaders have vision, share vision, and inspire others to create their own. This is by Roy T. Bennett. Really powerful quote, thinking about great leaders creating more great leaders. And they do that by creating a vision. And it starts with, really, there's three key pieces into doing this. And you want to be really clear. When it comes to having a vision, so many people have their downfall is that they don't actually have a clear vision of what they really want to achieve. So it really starts with clarity. Clarity is number one. Really being clear about what you want to achieve. And that way you can have it in your business plan. You can have it in your personal. This, having a clear vision for your life, personally and professionally, what would you like to obtain? Organizationally, you can use the same method for your organization. And also for your business. You've heard the saying, and it's biblical as well, for those who don't have vision, they will perish. A vision is so, so super important for you to have. And really what it is that vision is the ideals of what you want to achieve. You know, you might not have achieved it yet. So what happens is when people create a vision statement, you can create a vision statement for your life, you can create a vision statement for an organization or a business, but what you're doing is you're projecting your future in that statement. And you want that statement to be in the present tense, say, like it's happening right now. You're making it a reality. So what we focus on and bring attention to, we get more of. So let's put it in present tense because we want it to be happening right now. Also, it's a forecast of what you're going to do in the next 5 to 10 years. So even the vision for yourself, what is it that you're trying to achieve? And that vision statement, you want it to be really clear and concise in its languaging. But not only that, when you read it, you want to feel empowered. You want to create this visual in your mind that if you have a design that even goes with it, that you can resonate with that. You want to be excited about what you're achieving. And with that excitement and passion, you're going to do number two, which is communicate. You want to communicate this in your orientations, in your branding, so that everyone else knows what your vision is too. But most importantly, the people who work for you, the people who you want to inspire, your stakeholders, you want to be able to communicate that vision in a very clear, concise way so that you get that buy-in. And that leads to number three. And number three is all about commitment. You see, when you create the clarity and create that vision that people around you get excited about because you've been communicating. So the communication, again, can be an email. It could be in advertising. There's so many ways that you can communicate in your newsletters, in your town halls, in your meetings, in your one-on-one face-to-faces. Any leader in an organization or a business, if asked what the vision for the company or organization is, should be able to shout it out and know what that is. And the greatest thing is when you're creating that ideal, you're also going to create those core values of which your company or business or even personally, what you operate from. What is most important? So if you go over to my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, you will see that I have my why, my core values, my mission, my vision is all on there for you to see. And that way there's no mistaking what I believe in. And for those looking for my services, also to look at how I can help serve them. So really thinking about how you are serving the world, the vision that you're trying to project to everyone, and really that creating that buy-in. So you have that commitment. And when it comes to the commitment piece, it is that people buy into the vision. They want to be the leader like you. You're creating that leadership, that legacy behind you. And what you're doing right now is you're sharing, you're communicating that vision, you're inspiring others to have the buy-in to be committed just as much as you are by putting in the time, the resources, sometimes money. And people wonder about, so how do I develop this vision? How do I create it so I can get that buy-in? And it's not only sharing it with people, but here's the catch. It's not a catch. Here is your greatest nugget when it comes to creating a vision. If you want to create a powerful vision, how great is it when you can take a cross-section of an organization, key stakeholders within your business and externally that you work with on a close basis, take a few of them, and get them together to do a visioning session to help come up with that ideal and really get clear on what it is that you want to achieve with your business or organization. And again, if you're doing this personally, bring some of your closest colleagues and friends together, even a few family members, and share with them what you're trying to create. Create that vision statement for your life, for your business, whatever you're trying to achieve. And when you do this, people are naturally going to buy in because you've shared a dream and a goal. And, you know, people often get stuck on the how. They're like, you know what, Deb, I have this vision, but I don't know how to get the buy-in. And part of that buy-in, again, I'm going to go back to really communicating, sharing that vision with other people. And when you do this, you are getting people excited. You're getting them engaged in the process. And they get excited because you've asked them to be a part of that journey. And when they can start visualizing and seeing that ideal be a success story, who doesn't want to be a part of that? So I really want you to really think about being really clear. What is the vision that first it starts with you? What is your vision for yourself? If you work for an organization, what is it for you professionally? If you're in a business as well, what is the vision that you want to take your business to? Everything starts with a vision. And then from there, we branch off with mission statements. You got your core values, you got goals, and you got operational agendas and strategic actions that follow through with that. But all of those things stem from that vision of the ideal preferred future. And how exciting it is for you to share that with people. Tell them what you're doing. They will not only that, but they'll be inspired to help you make that your reality. They want to be a part of the journey. They want to celebrate alongside with you. So really keeping people, the key players, close to you, sharing what you're wanting to do. And again, you know, that communication piece is a huge part of it. But when you get to engage and involve others and get their commitment on board, they will be your champions. They will share, they will promote, and really make your vision for whatever you're working on a game changer. So what I want you to do is really think about that vision, sharing it with others so that you can inspire, but it also gives you that sense of direction, that focus of where you're going to be heading in the next 5 to 10 years. So I would love for you, thank you for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show. I can't express to you how excited I am. It is continually growing. You've been listening to the interviews, been sharing the podcast. It is phenomenal. It's over 6,000 listeners and growing every single day. And my wish for you is that that vision that you inspire yourself and inspire others, that you achieve. And by listening to these podcasts, I hope that we're getting you to that place of success and that achievement so that you can feel great about the contribution that you're making, that everything that you do brings great meaning and joy to you. So I'd love for you to go over to iTunes, give us a 5-star high five, give us a shout out on social media, write us a review. Email me if something really has impacted you in a great way, or maybe not so great way. If you want to share some feedback with us, we'd love to hear it. Go to Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. I'd love to hear from you again. And also sign up for our newsletter. You know what? You don't want to miss out on all the great things that are coming down the pike. I just finished an online program. I have a book that's going to be coming out in September. You can order your book now. It's on pre-launch. I'm so excited about this book. And thinking about it, how many of you have had people ask you face value questions only to get frustrated because they didn't get the answer that they wanted? And how many of you wish you could get better answers? Because it's really hard to make a decision when you don't got the answers that you have to work with. And some of you might be thinking, if I could only make a decision. Decision making can be tough for some people, but it all starts with a decision and really being able to trust yourself. So this is why I was inspired to write the book. I'm really excited about sharing it with you. So if you go to www.letsbecurious.ca, you can order your copy today. You don't want to miss out on the action. It's going to be phenomenal. We already have people buying the books, and I'm making the list so that in September, that book will be out to all of you very, very soon. And again, go over to our website, sign up for the Success Secrets newsletters. Follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. When we see each other in person, please come out and say hi. I'd love to meet you in person. And it's been fabulous sharing this podcast with you. So really, what I want to leave you with today is really thinking about what is the vision that you have for yourself? What do you want to communicate to others? And who do you need to communicate to so that you can get the buy-in of the right people? And the other part of it is, how do you get that commitment? How do you get them on board? Well, engage them in the process. So in what ways can you engage others in the process and growth of what you are trying to work toward and focus on that direction? As Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world and make today great. Thank you for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we help you live rich from the inside out through principles of leadership, business, and human potential. Have a great day.